1-800-723 today.
Healthcare, and more conversation about that little card in your wallet or the lack of it that continues to dominate what's happening in the Capitol and the buzz around the water coolers around the United States, because people are worried as to what kind of legislation is going to be rammed down our throats in the end. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's not all heavy news, though. We're going to give you that silver lining. We have, after all, birthdays, right? This day in history, and then some funny news you can abuse, some oddball stories along the way. But the saga of healthcare reform and how to offset the cost continues, as I said, to keep tongues wagging both around the country and in the Capitol. It definitely looks as though no vote. I said this the other day. And then, of course, some of the Democrats came out and denied this, but it's not happening. There's no way. Now the GOP has gotten in the fray, and they're pitching a plan that will cost less than a trillion. They're saying $700 billion. And it still comes back to the same thing. Tell us what the plan includes, what it doesn't include, and how you intend to get whatever money it is. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, it's $700 billion or a trillion. So obviously we know the committees, and this is certainly true, the committees were working late into the night yesterday, and apparently they're doing the same thing this time around. In fact, it's interesting, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson from Texas, a longtime senator who's going to bow out of the Senate to run for governor of Texas, has said she's not going to resign, though, until the health care vote comes up and cap and trade so she can vote them both down. She completely disagrees with what's happening with the health care reform and the same thing with cap and trade. Now, here's the scoop on the House Republicans. Their plan, $700 billion, right? And what would happen under this plan? This is just a rough outline. You'd get tax credits, it would help you buy insurance, and it wouldn't require a person or employers to get coverage. So that's off the table. Because remember, I thought the scary thing would be, and it's almost ironic to say this, you know, when you apply for a job, one of the selling points a lot of time is the benefits. Oh, the benefits. You'll love the benefits. You might not make as much as you thought you were going to make, but you'll make it up in benefits. Now anymore, you're lucky if you get benefits. And small businesses, legitimately, a lot of times, there's just no way they can afford it. Or they wouldn't be in business, depending on how many people work for them. So in the Republicans' version, that wouldn't be the scenario. And it wouldn't be the scenario for the person who just feels like they can't pay for it, or they just don't want it. They just don't want health care coverage. There are people that don't want health care coverage, that think, I'm in my 20s, I'm young, I'm invincible, whatever the reason, they don't want to get it. So that's some of the ideas in this plan that they believe will appeal to some more moderate Democrats. But the Republicans aren't in power. So will this proposal have any teeth? Will it get out there and circulate? The answer is probably no. It's they're opposing Obama's plan, and they're throwing something out there before this August break. But right now, in the current form, the Republicans aren't going to support the bill. They're saying they support health care reform. But this way, the patients would have the power. They'd be in power to do what they choose to do. And the president continues to hammer on, there's this thing for the status quo in Congress. That's what it's about. It's all about the status quo and to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. Now, the Republicans' plan avoids the whole expansion of the federal role in overseeing the health insurance industry, which I like this in a way, because, of course, I'm for smaller government anyway, and I see what the government does when it gets involved. We saw with the stimulus plan what happened, but before that, we've seen many things certainly bungle. For example, there's talk about the digitized health records, and in one sense, it sounds really good, and at first blush, as somebody who's had to go through having medical records, not necessarily of significance, but that were necessary all over the place, the idea of having just one record, geez, that's a great idea. But the idea that anybody can hack into my record and everyone can get a copy of it makes me uncomfortable, especially when you're talking about our government, okay? This is the same government that now somehow Obama's emergency escape plan has been leaked online. How does that happen? You want to talk about sensitive documents. We're talking about plans for the emergency evacuation of our president, Barack Obama, and motorcade routes that are on a file-sharing network. What happened when this was revealed, the chairman of the U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee said the documents were discovered on LimeWire, and there were other documents as well. FBI files, medical records, Social Security numbers as well, right? So, of course, now the thing is we're going to have this legislation that would ban unsecure peer-to-peer software from all government and contract computers and networks, right? And they're also going to request that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, investigate whether inadequate safeguards on file sharing software like LimeWire constituted an unfair trade practice. But the bottom line of telling you this is, are you kidding me? So the president's escape routes are accessible, and I'm going to have my medical records digitized because I think that the feds can handle that system okay. And it's not going to get lost in the sauce somewhere. Give me a break. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. I just heard the president say that the United States is not a country that was founded on Christian principles. So if the United States was not founded, not based on Christian principles, I know it's not a Christian country. The government doesn't promote any religion, or the government doesn't favor any religion or anything like that. You don't have to pay taxes. Like in some Scandinavian countries, I think people actually have to pay taxes to support the Lutheran Church. I think in Sweden, I think they're required to pay taxes to support the Lutheran Church. I know
right.
that, but if the United States wasn't founded on Christian principles, why is it that Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday are holidays in the United States? They are holidays in the U.S., right? Christmas Day is a holiday, right?
Absolutely, until people, you know, that's something that Muslim people are fighting. They don't think it's fair, and they think there should be Muslim holidays. So, yeah, because they argue the same thing you argue. Well, that doesn't make sense then.
Yeah, but the people that came in 1604,
right.
when the people settled in Virginia, Jamestown, Virginia, in 1620, when they landed in Massachusetts, they were Christians escaping persecution at the hands
right.
of the Anglican Church in England, right?
That's right.
The Anglican
mm-hmm.
Church was persecuting the Quakers and the Puritans.
Sure.
And that. They wanted to get away for religious freedom. So they don't want to shove their religion down anybody's throat. But the United States, like Canada, is still a country that's founded on Judeo-Christian principles,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So where does Obama get off running around the world saying that the USA is not a Judeo-Christian country? He's crazy.
Right, and the reason he's saying that, Al, thanks for the call, is because, again, embracing Muslims, embracing other religions as to not shut them out, that's what the thought is, and the reason why, like the speech in Cairo, what was it, a month and a half ago, that was what that was all about. But absolutely, that's what our country's founded on. Yeah, like it or not, whether you're atheist, Muslim, whatever, you can't deny it. Absolutely. Hang with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 936.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 963.08, 481.54 for the half ounce, or 240.77 for the quarter ounce. That's 963.08, 481.54, and 240.77.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This alleged jihadist in North Carolina, in sweet little Raleigh, North Carolina. Now people are saying that Daniel Patrick Boyd especially, hey, this guy was a very friendly, friendly man. He was a store owner, and they can't believe that any kind of jihadist activity was going to happen from this guy. However, if you go to the market, and it's the market is Boyd's Blackstone Market, that they, here's what you would have found. They had the Holy Quran in both English and Arabic there, okay? There was a place to worship in the back. They, you know, if you needed a sheep or a goat to slaughter, because that's what you have to do according to Islamic law, you could get it from Daniel Boyd apparently there, but still, it doesn't mean that he was doing something nefarious. And he also apparently had all kinds of other things that he was a radicalized Muslim convert who went by a nickname which meant the Sword of God. And he was practicing. He had areas that he was practicing that you could even see pictures of stuff they found in the store. He was putting together a team of extremists to wage jihad overseas. So he was the guy we were talking about on Monday that was arrested with two of his sons and four other men. Now, the indictment is saying that Boyd and his sons traveled to Israel 2 years ago to meet with two of the other defendants but returned home because they failed in what they were calling violent jihad. Mm-hmm. But the friends and neighbors in Raleigh and in Willow Springs are saying, look, this was just a devoted Muslim who fasted during the holy month of Ramadan and prayed toward Mecca 5 times a day. He's the son of a Marine, and he had a support our troops bumper sticker, and he was a drywall contractor who waved at everybody and chatted them up and all that other sort of stuff. And he was a white, fair-haired, American-born guy, and he doesn't fit that stereotype. But, you know, hey, look, isn't that the idea? You had 100 agents, including four SWAT teams and a hostage rescue team, that cracked down on these people. And the FBI says, look, each one of them were considered armed and dangerous, and that's what we had to do. So hours after the arrest, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security sent an internal bulletin to the law enforcement people around the country saying the case marks a trend of would-be terrorists who go overseas for training or indoctrination, come back to the U.S., and may spend a bunch of years quietly putting together their skills and figuring out where they're going to use them. Here's what Janet Napolitano had to say about the, of course, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Here's what she had to say about what's happening here on our own soil.
A couple of weeks, arrests have been made in places like Minneapolis and North Carolina. So I think better education about the breadth of the threat and how it can be carried out is important. But even as we educate, we prepare.
All right, so that's the deal. I mean, how do you know? Because of the assimilation factor, you don't. The people described this guy as super friendly, super nice, walking the dog, the whole thing, had the family. And yet they dig a little bit deeper. Suddenly the FBI is in the backyard and people don't understand what's going on. And that's what was going on. He was planning all kinds of things. John is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, John, thanks for the jingle here on ATN.
All right, kid, I'll go back to the hospital thing again. I've been living with heart disease now for 12 years. And just two quick things that happened to me. And my mitral valve needed to be repaired, and I went to a very prestigious hospital in New York City. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the operating room, as they were intubating me, I'll use some medical terms. As they were intubating me, they ripped my front teeth out with bone, and which caused a gag reflex, and I vomited and collapsed my lung. I was there for 2 weeks and finally signed myself out. When I got home, I called Medicaid up and I said, please do not pay them anything. And I said, I will actually testify in Albany or wherever I got to go to testify against this hospital. Don't pay them anything. And they told me that there was nothing they could do about it. Once I gave them that card, for whatever they did, they got paid for. Okay. Mm. And they certainly got paid. The second one was, I had a third stent put in. I went to the hospital for chest pain. And after 12 years, we know the difference. You could ask any heart patient that calls you. They know the difference between a heart attack, a mild heart attack, and just regular chest pain that'll go away. So I went for chest pain, and they said, hey, you know, we'd like to do a catheterization. It wasn't my cardiologist. It was another one. And I said, well, okay, because, you know, you're at their mercy, you know. So they stuck me in the cath lab. And then they woke me up in there, and again, you're at their mercy because you're whatever anesthesia and drugs they gave you before they put you out and put that wire in there. They said, listen, we see a little blockage. We're going to put a stent in there. And, you know, me, I said, yeah, go ahead, doc, you know, what the heck. But when I saw my own cardiologist afterwards, he said, listen, I hate to tell you, but where they put that stent, your heart is dead. It's totally dead back there. It did absolutely nothing.
Great.
And I found out that the hospital had put a new cath lab in there. When my father had heart disease when I was a kid, and you might remember, the pioneer of heart disease was Dr. Cooley down in Texas.
That's right.
Right, and that's where my father went. But now you can go on to a corner gas station, if you will, to get a catheterization. But every hospital seems to jump on this heart thing. And I think if we had certain hospitals for certain things, this hospital is for heart, but everybody jumps on it because they see.
Money.
Yes, they see it. And I tell you, this hospital in New York, I got to be honest with you, Kate, they had furniture in there. It had to be chestnut, the doors and the walls. And I went back and I told them, I said, no, I'll testify. Don't pay them, please. And I even asked them, has anybody ever called you and say this? They said, no, you're the first person. But Medicare and Medicaid is obligated to pay them as soon as you give them the card, no matter what, Kate.
Right.
And I tell you, the reason why I spoke about this stent is I am going to do something about it because my records will prove that my ejection fraction, which was 22% before they put it in, and it's 22% still. There's actually no blood flow where they put that stent. and $50,000.
And they get the money, so
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do it. Just keep pursuing it.
Yeah, I just got to find one of those doctor lawyers, you know. And, you know, again, I appreciate everything they did. Doctors, it's really not them. It's the hospital. Doctors are not going to call you and speak because, you know, they work. That's where they do their performing, you know.
Right.
And and just like yourself and anybody else that has a job where they work, they have to be careful what they say. But this is the hospitals, Kate, because, you know, in the hospitals never call you. None of these administrators ever call you. It's patients. The doctors will call you. And even the insurance companies, I almost can't blame them because, you know, they're the ones that are getting robbed. I mean, it's almost fraud. That sounds horrible, but it really is. But it's money, Kate. Everybody's jumping on this bandwagon with the heart disease. And, you know, let's go do an X-ray. Even when I go up twice a year for an upper respiratory infection, the doctor will come to me because they know me. They said, you want to stay? I said, no. Going home. You know, just give me my antibiotics, my steroids for the lungs, and, you know, I'll be on my way. But they offer us too much, and people who do have heart disease or whatever disease you might have, if we get to be educated about that, we could actually try to avoid some of the things like that.
Yeah, unnecessary spending.
Yes, I'm serious.
There's some unnecessary spending. The more education, the more you know about it. But who knows? You go, you're afraid. You don't want to die. You don't. Well,
no.
You just want best health care.
Yeah.
And I certainly wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know very much about heart disease and what you should have and what's putting
right.
in a stent in the wrong place. Who would
right.
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I'm glad you shared that story with us. Keep pursuing that.
It's always a pleasure, honey.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the call, boy. And, but you know, it's just like Stu in Kentucky. He's talked about it. He's talked about having to get a stent. He's talked about the cost of it and what that would have been like for him. He scared us to death when all of a sudden he fell off the radar and we had no clue that was going on with him. 800-259-5791, that's the number to call if you want to jump in on any of the things that we're talking about. And coming up, I'll let you hear what Senator Joe Lieberman had to say. He was on with Andrea Mitchell on NBC, and he talked about health care, threw in what he thought. And you can only guess what he's saying because he's pushing for the health care reform. And then also he talked about this beer fest that's going to take place, the Cambridge incident with Professor Gates and Sergeant Crowley, and then the president, of course, saying that the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Now, does this all wrap up as of tomorrow? We'll see, because I think it's one big photo op. Stay with us.
Yeah, Dr. Cosmo Kramer, proctologist.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-800-800. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today. As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
And confused, because maybe you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what.
Kate Delaney, America, tonight, a lot of you sending me various emails. We're going to jump to the emails here in just a second. You can always send us one, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Talking about a couple of different things, obviously, healthcare, and I threw in the thing about suddenly the knowledge of the motorcade and escape routes for President Obama. That gets out there, that gets hacked into. So just imagine if our records are digitized. It sounds good. I know in the legal profession they're trying to do that. And in a lot of areas, people are doing that with records, putting them into a digitized system. But with healthcare, with the way the government has been just screwing things up, I mean, honestly, I'm not saying every program, every department, everything that's out there has been a mess, but let's put it this way. The more the feds seem to meddle, the more there seems to be problems. So as much as I said this before, the idea of the digitized record sounds good, but it sounds like it could get hacked into and bungled, and then it would be disastrous. That's happened to me already once for my alma mater. I should have known that, because this year the party school came out, the top five party schools. My alma mater, Ohio University, was fifth on the list. Penn State, by the way, was number one, in case you're curious. All right, here's some of the notes that I've gotten. Jack Lowe sends this. You had a guest wanting a constitutional convention. Now that's what, and that's Mike Lieber who was on. Now that's what we need to do. Let's change our constitution so it matches all the illegal activities that our criminal government is doing because we don't have the cojones, I'm being polite there, by the way, to hold these people responsible for their crimes. If a robber robs a bank, do we make bank robbery legal? Do you know the history of the CSO? All right, so thanks for the email. Make an interesting point. I mean, there has been a movement for a long time to call for a constitutional convention. In fact, 32 states have made that request, and that's what he wrote to me. He sent me a thing from Charles Duke, who's a Colorado state senator for District 9 way back when. I don't know if he still is. I want to say this was in the 90s. And Colorado is one of the states. So, yeah, there are many people that want to see that happen, but some people think it would also be a mistake because of ultimately what would be suggested to replace the present Constitution. We get it. I get where you're going with that. Here's what the problem is. It gets so nasty and ugly in this war to prevent to uphold the Constitution because it is a document that would hold up, right? And the problem is that there are a lot of people that want to tear it down for reasons that we're seeing with what's currently happening in our government, like with the right to bear arms. You know, the whole gun thing is obviously one of them. Freedom of speech is being challenged constantly. Various other freedoms are every day being aggressively, let's say, being attacked. Like the Fairness Doctrine, that would be the freedom of the press thing that comes up, the freedom of speech thing. And, you know, we see it. So that's the reason for the thought of, well, you know, maybe it's time for a constitutional convention. Of course, if you go to the extreme side, yes, I agree, it could be dangerous. This from Dennis McMahon, who says this about Salty Dog. I am trying to see if the Blue Dog Democrats have a song or if there is an appropriate song. The one that comes to mind is Salty Dog by Flat and Shrugs, but there may be others. Have fun. Dennis is an attorney. He's pretty clever. A lot of the things that he writes to us, and we get wonderful emails from him every day. Dennis, thank you, because trust me, I am always reading it. This one from Bev, who listens to the program and is not happy with me or the direction of the program sometimes. She says, Kate, don't you get tired of knocking our president? I'm tired of listening to you do it. Fair and balanced. Ha! Bev in Iowa. Okay, here's the deal. I am all for whoever's president if they get the job done. But when we have some of the things that we've seen happen in the 6 months, I'm sure when I get on the air, it seems like I'm railing on Obama. I can tell you this, Bev. I don't follow what other talk show hosts are doing. I don't follow what Fox or anybody else putting out there, whether it's extreme to the left or extreme to the right. I follow what I think to be, for me, is the ultimate truth. And the truth of the matter is, would I rather see Obama do other things and do them well and eat crow? Because I wasn't supportive of Obama. I didn't think he was ready for the job. That was my take on him when he was running. I thought he gave good speeches. I thought that people seemed to rally around him and he was putting some passion out there. But I didn't think he could deliver. And that's my point of view, that's what I'm seeing. The stimulus was bungled, and then you come back with the, well, we didn't have the accurate figures. The constant attacking of the previous administration, who cares, move on. Did Bush bungle some things? Absolutely. But do we care now at this point? No. Let's move on to the serious problems of governing and just do that. So I would count that as a strike. The other thing is what's happened with the CIA, throwing the CIA under the bus and then running to backtrack and apologize to them. And then deciding, yeah, maybe we shouldn't make all those pictures public. Why do we have to do that until we're completely forced to do it? Because, trust me, Bev, I would be his biggest cheerleader if I was seeing that things were going in the right direction. And if something is done, and I have said that, not everything Obama's done has been an abomination. Unfortunately, you know, if I were to grade him, it's like I said before, I think I did this a week ago or 2 weeks ago. It might have been when I was in Hawaii. I gave him C-. because he had officially passed that six-month mark, because too many balls, I thought, were getting dropped, and there were things that he's done that I completely, you know, don't agree with. When he does something I agree with, I will give him the credit if that happens, okay? Let's see, here's one from Willie T. Willie T. says, "Hey, Kate, love the show. I like it when you do the lighter side sometimes, too. You haven't done that as much lately. Please do more of the lighter side instead of the things that are always so negative." But I get it. You say it's water cooler buzz, and it is water cooler buzz. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I love it when you try to explain to your emailers about your show. Listen, if you don't like the show, you can always turn it off, or you can call in. She's got room for everybody, every opinion, right. Every big mouth, even a jerk like me. But I try to, I make fun of myself, but I try, you know, I always try to either give you a book or something that I read to try to back up
that's
what
right.
I'm saying.
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, if you don't like that, you can turn the show off, or you can call in and, you know, I come from every spectrum. But really quick, Michelle Malkin wrote a column today called Change with Brass Knuckles. I mentioned Michelle Malkin because she's got bigger cujones than some of the men are out there. I love some of you, most of you women, you know, because you're so tough. But really quick, she mentions Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia. He's trying to get information out to why Obama's Justice Department dropped or dismissed default judgments against the new Black Panther Party. If you remember that case,
mm-hmm.
They're outside of that polling booth threatening people. I just mm-hmm. wish they were outside of my polling booth threatening me, because it would have been a war right there and then and there. And this is not tough guy talk. But the reason I bring that column up is, why would the Justice Department, I mean, the KKK... anywhere or any other white hate group was out doing this, we would still be hearing it. It wouldn't be the end of it. It would just go on and on and on. I bring it up because this administration is falling apart. It's not for all the people in this country. He lied to get in office. But more importantly than that, if I could just touch on one other subject, you talked about
sure.
your medical records.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, you know, I'll do this on my own if you want me to. Robert O'Hara Jr. He wrote the book called No Place to Hide. I probably the 10th time I mentioned it, about computer privacy and records and everything that's on the database. There is no such thing as privacy. So your medical records won't be private, nothing that you have, no cell phone call. And this is not conspiracy talk. It's the truth. It all
right.
can be tapped into. And you mentioned this guy, Obama, I'm saying this guy, the president's itinerary and what the Secret Service does. I mean, how can that be released? I mean, as much as I detest the president,
how can it get out there?
If you think that, I mean, they got that information. What do you think that they? There's nothing that they can't possibly get their hands on. It's just sad that nothing on the computers is safe. So you have to watch your back in every single instance. And one last thing: did you see the wife of the Christopher Boyd, the woman wearing the hijab or whatever it was? She was
yes.
claiming that they were doing the terrorists in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's claiming that they were doing target practice because they were practicing to be Boy Scout, getting an honor badge or something. I mean,
right.
I read something years ago that both Jewish groups and Muslim groups detest the NRA and gun owners in general. This is a farce for this woman to say this. I don't know the whole idea of the, I mean, the whole, or everything about the case, but I read Stephen Emerson's book, American Jihad. He talked mm-hmm. about these guys radicalized where? In the mosque or in the prisons, over and over again. So when it comes to your Walmart America or another Mumbai-style attack, which you're trying to attack, what are you going to do, America? Just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and fight back. Thanks, babe.
That's right. You got to fight back. And Mark is dead on about that. Assimilation. It's all over the place. I talked about those terror cells the second I came on the air, and we had an FBI informant on the air with us 3.5 years ago. Much more to come. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair and stormy eyes.
It's just a friendly store owner gone jihadist. Yeah, and Mark is dead right in what he says. It's what I've said. There's no way that this is anything but somebody who had plans to do something. I mean, look, his journey toward becoming a Muslim, they say, ended up starting in this Pakistani jail cell. And he grew up in poverty. His father was a captain of a U.S. Marine Corps. The family moved every year. All kinds of different things, and ultimately he was radicalized, and that's the bottom line. So he was caught, and if you're going overseas for training, indoctrination, I don't care what it is, waiting to put the skills to use, he's right. It was nothing to do with some Boy Scout plan. And boy, you look at the mugshots of these guys, and it's not a pretty picture to say the least. And of course, now the two sons as well involved, and who knew what the ultimately what the plans are. I'm sure that they'll uncover more of that, but this is just one group in one area. There have been others. We've talked about them throughout the years here on America Tonight. So, you know, the whole thing about keeping your eyes open wasn't so ridiculous. You know, the Bush people got crucified for that, but they were right. I mean, obviously, Robert Mueller was talking about it with the FBI, and the CIA has talked about it. So it is what it is. It's a different world. People for desperate reasons, for whatever reasons, I'm sure there are mosques that don't have this problem, but a lot of it stems from the ones that where they've got people who are disenfranchised, etc. And then always, there's always that shockwave. Well, how could this happen? I don't understand. Well, of course. I mean, how long have we been talking about it? How long have we said that there are things happening right under our nose that we don't know? And would anything have happened in the United States? Was this just strictly something they were doing overseas? Who knows? Who cares? These guys were dangerous. And it could have led to something here on our, in our own neighborhood somewhere, maybe in North Carolina. I don't know. We were talking about the, and this is a follow-up, we were talking about the texting, and now, apparently, see, whenever it's, this is an easy one. It's a layup for somebody to throw up a bill to say, listen, this is unsafe, what's happening on the highways, so we're going to outlaw texting. We're going to try to make this a federal thing. And that's now what's starting to be the conversation. We're just going to cut it off at the pass. But I think it's going to be like the seatbelt thing. I think it's going to be like the cell phones. It's going to be a state's deal as to whether or not it's going to go along with the cell phone use. I mean, I guess what you would just have to have a ban on texting because there is no hands-free texting. There is no way to do that. So because some of the states that don't have the cell phone, that's what it is. You can do the hands-free thing, but you can't do that with texting, my friends. So I think the states are the ones that are going to handle that first. In this section or segment of follow-ups, because sometimes I feel like we leave you hanging, and I realize that I look back through my notes and think, oh, yeah, we mentioned that, but we didn't give you the follow-up. I hate that. I've said this before. It's like when you watch the evening news and you get this tease that I know because I was in the business, some producer writes, and it's so clever, about, tomorrow lightning will strike your house and you won't be able to get homeowners insurance anymore or some crazy thing. And you're like, what? What are they talking about? And you're waiting around, and then the story somehow gets killed because the sports guy made too many jokes with the cutesy anchor or whatever. And it's frustrating, right? It's like that tease, and there's no payoff to that. So this is a section where I'm going to pay off some of the things that we've recently been talking about where I felt like we needed a follow-up to it. One is Plaxico Burress. Remember that? He was supposed to testify. I think I mentioned it on one of our last shows. This goes to the handgun thing. He said he didn't realize he had a handgun that was registered in Florida. He didn't realize that he couldn't take it in New York. Of course, he shot himself. So the former giant wideout testified on Wednesday before the grand jury, because they're investigating the weapons charges against him after all. He told reporters outside he was sorry for what he did. His attorney said that he wanted to talk to the grand jury. It's unusual. A lot of times they won't have that happen. Just to refresh your memory, he shot himself in the thigh at a Manhattan nightclub back in November. He was charged with weapons possession, faces 3.5 years in prison. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, heavily wanted to see him go down for this. He pled not guilty. He's free on $100,000 bail. The Giants bailed on him back in April. The Manhattan District Attorney wants jail time for him. His name is Robert Morgenthau, and he's pushing big, big time. In fact, he's not even talking to the media about it, but that's what he wants to see happen here. And Burris asked the grand jury for compassion and understanding, and he says, it took a big man, not a physical guy, but a big man to come here, acknowledge the responsibility, ask for the compassion. Don't know what they'll do. And the thought of Burris and what he said is, I didn't realize that I couldn't have the gun because I thought the laws transferred over into New York. But if this DA wants him and really pushes it, I think it's going to be that too bad membership doesn't have its privileges everywhere, and they're going to get something on him. He's going to do some kind of time for that because it is, after all, New York City, and you've got the DA and the mayor both who want to see something go down on Burris. And he just was carrying the gun like he did in Florida and wasn't thinking anything about it. And sure enough, he shot himself. And that was, boy, talk about your fates falling from your face. That was certainly one of them. All right, here's another follow-up on something that we talked about. We were talking about the movie industry. We were talking about Harry Potter and all the money that the Harry Potter flick, the latest flick, has made. Just crazy, crazy money. It's just like she's printing it, they're printing it in their basements, J.K. Rowling. And the whole Harry Potter thing's supposed to be over with, right? But now there's a wicked rumor that there is yet another Harry Potter to come, but I don't understand how that is. I thought that this tied everything up. I don't know if it's completely bogus. I got this from somebody in the publishing industry, and I mentioned that I knew something about Harry Potter, but that there may be yet another Harry Potter book to come. So if you are collecting them, or you're collecting them for your grandchildren, or maybe you hate Harry Potter, but there is a chance that Harry Potter lives on. Because I thought J.K. Rowling was going in a different direction and had a completely different character in mind for, you know, a new series of books or whatever. But, hey, money talks, and maybe, you know, she was talked into it. I don't know. Here's something else that we talked about that is a follow-up, and I did mention this briefly here one of the hours on America Tonight, but this white supremacist has, in fact, been indicted in that museum killing, and the hate crime charges have been added to James Von Brunn, that's his name. The federal grand jury indicted him. It was a layup, let's face it, on Wednesday, and he could get him the death penalty. He killed a security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, if you remember, in Washington. And when that story first broke, it sounded like other people had been shot. And luckily, I mean, it's not luckily, but I guess that there weren't more people that were killed in this. But it's very sad that that guard, who was just doing his job and had a son, had a family, it ended up being killed as a result. And if you went through his things, which is what the FBI did, he was linked to so many white supremacist organizations and websites and everything, and then it just goes hand in hand with something that I don't agree with, the whole hate crime thing. In theory, it's another one of these things. In theory, it sounds good, but then when you get in deep and you dig around and you see what the hate crime legislation is all about, boy, it can be a murky area. It goes to that whole freedom of speech thing. Even though I think it's disgusting and the guy was a creep, it goes back to the freedoms that we enjoy in America, unfortunately. I mean, again, he was a racist. There's no question about it. He was all over anti-Semitic websites. He wrote a book titled Kill the Best Gentiles, and he was talking about a Jewish conspiracy to destroy the white gene pool. He was a nutball. His own kids said so. I hope he gets the death penalty. Try him.
A couple of weeks, arrests have been made in places like Minneapolis and North Carolina. So I think better education about the breadth of the threat and how it can be carried out is important.